Cardinals Corner from Arizona Sports.
Cardinals Corner from Arizona Sports with Tyler Drake and Lauren Koval.
Congratulations, Arizona Cardinals fans. We almost are there. That's right. The NFL draft is right around the corner. That means the mock drafts are slowly but surely going to end. And we're actually going to get some answers as to who the Cardinals are going to bring in with the fourth pick, the 27th pick. Maybe they trade, maybe they don't. Who knows? But we're there. A couple days, first round's here. So to join me for another day of Cardinals Corner, the one and only Lauren Koval. Lauren, how are you? Before we get absolutely crazy with the week.
Before we jump into absolutely everything, very well. Okay. I know you're heading off to Detroit tomorrow, so congratulations. You will be feet on the ground for the NFL draft.
Yes, I will. I need some tips, though. You're Midwest. You got the Midwest down.
I've got the Midwest connection.
Is there any spots I should check out? I don't have a ton of time, but I'll have a little bit to kind of survey the land.
You know what? I'll send you a list of a few restaurants.
Oh,
I've been once before, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Detroit, Motor City. First time. I'm excited. It's going to be a good time.
It's exciting. Hopefully the weather cooperates with you.
It looks like it's not too bad. It looks like it might be in the 30s at night. So as I'm walking out of the draft, it might be chilly.
Which also starts at 8 p.m.
Eastern.
So lovely for us here. Like me, I'll be back here in the studio running our draft show. That'll be great for me. For you, a little less great.
Yeah, but it's okay. Then I'll be right back into town on Friday, back for the interviews, back for round two, back for day two of the draft. Round two is part of that. But it's going to be very busy, very exciting. You mentioned the draft coverage, though. Where's that going on at? What time's it start?
So our draft coverage will start here at 5.
Arizona Sports,
98.7. The local sports leader. Are you familiar with them?
I think I am.
But that's where all of our content will start. And we'll start moving different hosts in and out. We'll be down at State Farm Stadium where fans can actually join us live.
Perfect.
So we'll have some hosts down there to meet up with people. And then I'll be back here in studio producing all of the coverage you hear as you're driving around the valley.
There we go. And then you'll probably be jumping on a podcast with me after the first round.
Exactly. Yes.
So I guess with that, let's just get right into it. First round. What's your best perfect? What does Monty have to do to get this thing right? Give me your picks, your trades, whatever you want to do. Let's get right into it. If you're Monty, I know we kind of talked about this the last time, but let's get some names on there. Let me hear exactly what your best case scenario for the Cardinals is in this draft.
Best case for the first round, I think, is you end up with one of the top three wide receivers, but you get one of them by trading out of 4 and moving down sort of, I think you have to be in the range of about 8 to 11 to end up with one of the three of them. So I think you got to end up right around there. I'm not sold on that it has to be Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people. I do want Rome Malik or MHJ. And then with your 27th overall pick, I would love to see them get Jared Verse, an edge rusher, somebody who adds a little bit of oomph to a position of need for the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be top three wide receiver, first pick in the first round, second pick in the first round, Jared Verse.
Okay. Any kind of wiggle room? Would there be anything you would be, I'd be okay with that?
If instead of Verse, I take a cornerback,
okay.
My mind immediately goes to Arnold because of his relationship that he, I don't know if you could call it a relationship.
I think you can.
That relationship that he formed with Jonathan Gannon at the draft, he immediately, to me, stuck out as the kind of guy that would really build well in this team and this flow, and sort of is exactly the kind of guy that Jonathan Gannon wants to build this team around.
Yeah.
And I would be okay with him in that position as well, because we've discussed it many times. Cornerback, something they need, something they really need.
Yes.
And so I think ending the first round with a wide receiver, a cornerback, or an edge rusher, getting two of the three of those in the first round would be a perfect first round draft for me.
Yep. You're right there with the positions. I will give you that. But for me, it comes down to the simple fact, don't get cute. Stay at 4. Make Marvin Harrison Jr. a Cardinal. Make a lot of Cardinals fans happy. Make a lot of people start, you know, maybe taking notes on the Cardinals more than they were a year prior. I think that's the way they got to go. You don't get cute. You don't worry about potentially trading out and then not being able to come back up at some point. We'll get into that in a little bit, but just make it simple. It's the easiest decision to make, and I think it's the best decision to make for them right now. It's wide receivers number one, top of the list. They've got to address it. They've got to get one of these top three guys. They can't mess around and miss out. They've got to make it happen. So I think Marvin's the way to go. And from our conversation, I'll say it from our last one, I think the way that they need to attack this is you package up some later picks, that later first round, pick number 35, 66, come back up and get somebody big. Go get a Dallas Turner. Go get a Terrion Arnold. Go get, I don't think, you know, Chop Robinson might be one of those guys that's shifting up and down, but if you've got to come up and grab him, go make sure you get that guy. Make sure you leave this draft with two cornerstones, and that's the best way to do it. There's no, the variables aren't that great. There's certain ways you have to go going that route, and I think that's the best way to really shore up multiple positions of need and really make a case to be one of those maybe wild card potential teams this next year. That's where I'm at right now.
And we know that the Cardinals have six of the first 90 picks in the draft, which is the most of any team. So they already have a lot of draft capital built up.
Yep.
A lot of the guys that I think improved their stock, like you brought up Chop, somebody who really improved their stock during the combine, and somebody that Paris Johnson sat in that very seat and said that he's a huge fan of his, is somebody that I'm interested to see if he's available at 27.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few people I would keep my eyes on if I'm the Cardinals right around that 27 range to see if they're still there or not.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on if the draft does become one of those instances where the first five teams are taking quarterbacks or not.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's going to be really interesting. And you also got to throw in Joe Alt. You never know. Where is he going to land in all this? Because that's another name that I think Cardinals fans need to watch in case something happens. They can't get one of those top three guys. It might very well be another tackle, which I think personally I don't really agree with. They've got Jonah Williams. They've got Kelvin Beachum. They've got Paris Johnson. I don't think that's a position they need to attack this draft now. But again, I'm not in the driver's seat, so oh well. With that, though, let's flip it a little bit and get into worst case. Let me hear your worst case scenario for this team. What is the absolute thing that cannot happen for the Cardinals this draft?
Specifically in the first round.
Yep, just first round.
Okay. That you trade out of four and you can't trade back in to get a wide receiver. One of those top three wide receivers that now you've moved too far out. Nobody will trade up with you, so you can't get back in there, so you miss out on one of them. And also you miss out on, I know the Cardinals are really keeping their eye on Joe Alt, you miss out on him and also Dallas Turner. If you miss out on Dallas Turner up there, I think if they're gone, those five are gone by the time that you pick, you've already screwed up the draft in my eyes. Like, you got too cute, you got too fancy, you tried to do too much. And you really missed. So that would be worst case scenario for me. At 27, if they miss that first pick and can't get back up there, at 27, I'm just going to be honest, I'd be too frustrated. I'd just be like, take whoever you
want. Take the best available.
Take who's there. You know, we'll figure it out.
Yep.
But yeah, that is worst case scenario for me.
Okay. Yeah. I think you've hit the nail on the head there, because once you get down and you're trying to play that game of let's go down to 15, 16, or let's get, not even that, but let's get down to 11, 12, that area, and the board shakes out the way other teams might not have seen it or wanted it to go, yeah, you might not have a partner to make another trade back up, and you're stuck there. And yeah, you might have extra draft capital for later on, 2025, maybe later in this draft. But I think right now, I mean, owner Michael Bidwell came on and joined Amazing Arizonans recently and said, we're aligned to get this thing right now. Like, we're anxious to get going. And obviously, I feel like everybody's going to say that in the NFL, but there's a little bit of extra juice there that I didn't really expect to see coming into year two under this regime. I mean, still four wins, not good enough. The culture's set, the foundation's set, but they're still, I mean, they've really got to perform this year. And the biggest way, the best way to do that is coming away with players. I think picks, and I think I'm going on a tangent here, but picks in my eyes, the Cardinals have 11 picks. There's no way that I see them bringing in 11 rookies. They've got to make some of these picks turn into something else. If that's later on in 2025, or if it's some way coming up and getting another play in the first round, like they've got to move some of these picks around to get talent, not future picks. So that's kind of where I'm standing, is like, if they trade down, they get those extra picks, but don't come away with a blue chip player like a Rome, like a Malik, like a Marvin, like a Joe Alt, like a Tyrone Arnold, like a Dallas Turner. It's not going to be that look that everybody had of Monty in year one.
Yes, and Monty did exactly what he wanted in the draft last year. He was able to trade down, trade back up, and get Paris. So that's not going to happen every year.
No.
That happened. It worked out for them. It was also a year where, unlike this year, the Cardinals are in the top five, and unlike every other team up and around there, they don't need a quarterback. They have their franchise quarterback in Kyler Murray. They've said it multiple times. They're not going to draft a quarterback. They're in an elite position compared to some of these other teams who have to go out and get a quarterback now, especially with a draft class next year of quarterbacks that's a lot weaker than this year's draft. If you're a team lingering around sort of that 7, 8, 9 range and you think that you need a quarterback, you have to get up there to get yours this year, because next year that's just not as great an option, which opens things up for the Cardinals. But I hope that Monty doesn't take advantage of that opportunity and go, okay, let's trade out, give it to a QB needy team like a Minnesota, and then get stuck.
And then watch Minnesota do something like the Texans did last year.
Exactly.
In the same situation.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing, too. It's great to have 27, but geez, did we all feel like that was a top five pick when Monty made that trade with the Texans last year. And first round pick is a first round pick. It's great to have. But if you watch that happen again and do a trade with Minnesota, get those 3 first round picks and maybe more, I just don't. That'd be tough.
There's also some curveballs sort of in the middle of the draft to me, that I guess higher up in the middle. My mind immediately goes to the Denver Broncos. They need a quarterback, but they go out and get Zach Wilson. So then is he their starting quarterback? Are they still going to go for one? How are they going to build? Are they going to sit and wait? There's a few teams. Even the Chargers, to me, they need a wide receiver. But
need one.
Do they go somewhere else with that first-round pick? Do they maybe go with Joe Alt? Do they maybe Dallas Turner? So there's a lot of question marks surrounding teams sort of in that early middle part of the draft that could screw the Cardinals.
Yeah. I was on a call with Daniel Jeremiah from NFL Network, and he spoke about how the Chargers could very well be in the position to want to trade out and not even be in the position to get Harrison. I mean, if you really want to go down, and I know we kind of talked about it as like a pipe dream, but that's another trade partner if you absolutely wanted to maneuver like that. It's one spot, but man, that would be wild. I mean, one spot. You trade out of 4, you come back up, you get 5.
Yes.
That's a lot of maneuvering to do in a short amount of time. Maybe it's possible, but I mean, he said the preference could very well be that Chargers want to trade out or end up, I mean, maybe getting a Joe Alt. That's been a name that's been linked with them with a lot of people, and that would be another thing to very much throw into Monty's plans of trying to maybe maneuver, because you still could come away with Marvin at 5 if you make all those trades. But what are you giving up at the end of the day? What are you netting at the end of the day? You're obviously going to get a player, but what else are you having to give up to move back up? That's going to be the big thing.
Exactly. And the Cardinals aren't a team that need to net a ton of picks, as we've discussed. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of opportunity. I will say, this draft is incredibly exciting to me, because unlike last year's draft, where I think you could kind of predict this is how the first 4 or 5 teams are going to fall, and this is roughly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, it did go chalk right around there, especially even after the Cardinals trade. Everybody had their eyes on Paris. What are they going to do?
Yep.
He was a name that had been floated really early.
Yep.
Unlike this year's draft, where there's a bunch of names being floated with a bunch of different teams, and there's a lot of opportunities to trade in and out. So I personally am more excited for this draft than I've been in years.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, on top of the Cardinals having 2 first rounders, all the other draft capital they have, the thought of Monty doing something on the trade side, whether it's going down, coming up, like that, just the fact you have your GM that I think is very aggressive in this side of things. I mean, he's coming from a scouting background. He loves this stuff. He lives for this stuff. Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's exciting to see kind of, you've got the Jaden Daniels angle, and could he go back and hang out with Antonio Pierce? And I mean, all of these different kind of sub angles that are very interesting. And JJ McCarthy, does he actually get picked in the top five, like some people have said? Or does he fall down and the Vikings don't even trade at all? Like, there's a lot of different ways this thing can go and shape a lot of what happens in the NFL this year and years down the line. But I will say this, Monty does not want to be in this position next year. So you got to take talent. And I think that's where I'm at the end of the day. I think that's where he's going. Talent, obviously going to make trades to get more talent. But with the big ones that they have for 27, I mean, obviously I said I'd like for them to pair and trade up. But I mean, I think they're going to get talent from those two picks. I don't know how exactly it's going to shake out. But like I said, Marvin at 4. I mean, if you want to stay at 27 to take Chop, that would be a great consolation. Mm-hmm. I would love that for them. Yeah, a lot of different ways. A lot of fun.
A lot of interesting things, and it sounds so simple to say it this way, but when I think of the three wide receivers, one of them is obviously going to be better than the other two.
Yes.
One is going to shine. The other two might still be good. The odds that all three of them are studs doesn't really happen in the NFL. Mm. And so I'm intrigued to not only see who the Cardinals pick in this year's draft, but keep my eye on what happens to those other people that have been linked
exactly.
to the Cardinals.
And that's the thing, too. If they pass on Marvin, they go get somebody else, you know everyone's going to have, like, all right, Chargers tab, I'm going to have that open every day and see what Marvin's doing. Like, that's what it's going to be. There's going to be so many other players that we watch just because they could have been that guy. They could have, like, and I feel like that's a lot different than it has been in previous years. So, definitely, I mean, I think Will Anderson would be a good example last year because they were in the position to get him, and that would have been very nice. But Paris Johnson, I think, really helps his team moving forward. Yeah, that's it's going to be busy.
Lots to keep our eye on Thursday, and then we'll have everybody updated following the draft.
Yes, we will. And you can catch all of those updates right here, Cardinals Corner, YouTube, everywhere you get podcasts. You can follow me on social media, T Drake for Sports. Follow Lauren at Koval_Lauren.
Nailed it.
You could also follow the show, AZ Cards Corner on X. I actually said X and not Twitter for once, so that's big W for me, even though I just said Twitter. So, but with that, we will be back with you guys later this week. But when we do, there will be new Cardinals in the building. Hopefully it's not just a bunch of trades. There should be new prospects coming in. But we will be back with you guys after the first round to bring you some more up-to-date info. Hopefully I'll have a couple one-on-ones to share with you guys. So just make sure you keep it locked. Arizona Sports, everywhere you need to get your sports, right here. And with that, we'll catch you guys later this week.